SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159, Lisi in the cockpit for about an hour. Carver will be joining us hopefully in the second hour. We'll break down a huge night of NBA action right now, currently second quarter, headed to the half. Celtics up by 8 on the New York Knicks, 49-41. We'll break down that game hopefully in the second hour, see if it finishes. We'll see if we can jump in game. As well, baseball underway. Some quick scores in regards to the early games here. We got Cincinnati up 3-0 over Atlanta. Atlanta first and second, two outs in the bottom of the third. We'll see what happens. I'm joined, though, by Georgie Boy Kurtz. And, George, you know, we talk about the news and notes around the league, right? NBA tonight, Major League Baseball. But what better way to break down the George Pickens trade? From Pittsburgh to your Dallas Cowboys that made the headlines today. Are you excited in Big D that the Dallas Cowboys potentially could get over the 7.5 win total and, more importantly, sneak back into the playoffs?
There's so many ways to look at this trade, Joe, right? Okay, Dallas needed a second receiver. You got George Pickens, who's very good, right? On the field when he plays or when he wants to play, he's one of the better receivers in football. He's also going to be playing with the best quarterback he's ever played with, right? No more, you know, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, you know, this crap guy and that crap guy. It'll be a good quarterback here. He's not the number one guy. You got CeeDee Lamb, so he's not going to see double coverage ever, all right? So he's not going to have to worry about that. So theoretically, this should work out pretty well for Dallas. Problem is, it is George Pickens, and it's not like Dallas is known for having a culture. Mike Tomlin couldn't get him under control. You're talking Jerry Jones, who's known to run a pretty much an animal house there. He's going to do it. You know, I guess you could say, hey, George Pickens, final year of his contract. If he wants the big money next year, he's got to behave and put up big numbers this year, right? He has to do that. You know, so listen, you give up a third-round pick as a Cowboy fan, you're going to be better this season. You can't tell me they're not better this season. They are. Do I think it makes them Super Bowl contenders? No. Do I think they're even division contenders? Probably not. Playoff contenders, as you mentioned, sure. I think this helps there. But I think they now get over their 7.5? Probably. But the schedule's not easy. And the defense still has a lot of work to do, Joe. A lot of work on that defense. So we'll see. We'll see.
Exactly. I will say this. You know, maybe it makes them an 8-9 football team. The problems are on the defensive side of the ball. We'll see how it plays out for Dak Prescott and the crew. I do feel that George Pickens, from the prop perspective, I broke it down today, 950.5. He could blow through that total. I think Dak Prescott now with a number, I think, of 3,800.5 could definitely get to 4,000 yards, 4,500, as long as he's healthy. And George Pickens helps you achieve that. They went into the half in Boston. Celtics up now 50-41 on the New York Knicks. I'll break down a couple of the lines in a couple of minutes. You got Nuggets and Thunder tipping off at 9:30. George, I'm heavily involved in the Major League Baseball tonight. I need runs, and more runs. We got 2-2 Rangers and Red Sox top five. Phillies up 1-0 on the Rays. First and second, nobody out. Yankees trail San Diego right now, 1-0. Reds all over the Braves, 3-0. And right now, scoreless in Minnesota, Orioles and Twins. Scoreless in Kansas City, White Sox and Royals. I'm on the over right now, Atlanta. I'm on the over in Tampa Bay. And I'm on the over in Boston and Texas. Any Major League Baseball action you're currently backing right now?
Oh, of course there is. And by the way, you'll be very happy to know that the Texas Rangers have runners on second and third, nobody out after a double here. So good chance of some more runs for you there. I am not on anything in that game, however. I left that one alone here. Talked to Adam Kalpin this morning, right? Him and I were going over the baseball slate. I didn't think this was a great slate, Joe. I just didn't. That's not to say we don't have bets, mind you. I just didn't love anything. Yeah, I didn't think it was anything that stood out to me. Oh, you got to attack this. You got to attack that here. As far as what I have going tonight, I mentioned I'm against you in Philadelphia. I'm on the under there, mainly because the Rays just don't hit. They lost, Diaz got hurt last night. I'm on the under in San Diego Yankees. That's the pitching matchup. Probably your marquee pitching matchup tonight. Dylan Cease versus Max Fried. You mentioned San Diego just scored while you and I were talking on a Gavin Sheets solo home run deep into the right center field bullpen there. I'm on the Reds over the Braves. Once again, Hunter Green against Grant Holmes. It's just that's how I approach baseball. Yeah, that's a pitching mismatch there. White Sox and Kansas City Royals on the Royals. That's a parlay for me. Baltimore, Minnesota, this one you took me into. As we were talking, I went on the over 6.5 I guess before we started the show here. We're on the over 6.5, though. So a little in-game betting there for you, Minnesota and Baltimore.
Yeah, a couple things. Phillies get thrown out at the plate. They had second and third, nobody out. He hits a chopper. The guy's coming home. I don't know who it was, if it was Real or Muto or whatever, but he got thrown out. Texas has had, you said, second and third. They got a sack fly. So they're up 3-2 on Boston. The other game, George, that I was on, and I did take the Reds total. I took it over 8.5, but I'm on Ellie De La Cruz. Carver and I decided to jump on De La Cruz. Guy that doesn't hit home runs anymore, plus 630 going up against Garrett Holmes. We thought he had a good shot tonight. He got up in the first inning. I believe he got a hit. But this guy's all of a sudden with the torpedo bat, he's not hitting home runs at all.
Well, he can hit home runs, but he's not a home run hitter. That being said, I don't mind your bet at all, by the way. Grant Holmes is going to give up some long balls there. Atlanta, it's not the launching pad that Fulton County used to be, but once again, it's a good park to hit home runs. So I don't mind the bet. Listen, whenever you're playing home runs, you can't say you expect the guy to hit a home run, unless he's Aaron Judge or Ohtani or someone like that. I mean, it's not like De La Cruz is going to hit 40-plus home runs this year. He's probably going to end up around 25. So you're playing because your gut feel. You like the matchup here and see if he gets a hold of one here. But I liked your bet. I don't mind it at all there, plus 630. But I can't say we can be disappointed or upset that he didn't hit or hasn't hit one yet.
Yeah, I know. But then you watch a game like the Dodgers, right? Nothing heading into the – no score heading into the sixth. Dodgers break through with a run in the seventh. I had over 10.5. I counted it as a dead loser. 10 runs. They exploded for 6 runs in the top of the eighth. They add, I believe, 2 more in the top of the ninth, and they win that going away 10-1. So the game sails through. It sails through the 10.5 total, as far as I'm concerned. They killed them. Phillies just added a run on a bunt. They bunted in a run. It was crazy. I'll take it. First and second, one out. So Stott is up. Who's up? Stott. Could this Stott do something? This hack? Could Stott do something?
Stott's not, Stott's a baseball player, all right? He's a solid baseball player. A guy you wouldn't mind having on your team here.
I need a hit. I need a hit.
Can he do something? Sure. I think he can do something. Is he going to? We'll see here. Was it a 1-1 count here? Runners up first and second, one out here. And does he do something? He does do something, Mr. Lisi. He singles in a run for you. So you got your single, you got a run here. 3-0 Philadelphia.
All right, good. Open this up. I really need this total tonight, George. I know we're against each other. What can we do? We'll get on something a little bit later. Panthers in the hockey. Bounce back on Toronto. I know you love hockey. So Toronto takes game one 5-4, right? I still like the Panthers for the series. You on Toronto right now to potentially still win the series, or you like the Panthers?
Oh, I like the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to the Cup. So my mind hasn't changed there. I had the pre-series, I had the Panthers in 7. I had the Panthers Monday night also, so we ate it there. But I had the over as well. Same thing tonight, Panthers over. I also got Florida's team total over 3.5.
All right, we're just getting started. A lot of baseball, NBA, and obviously the hockey to talk about right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming by right back, we're rocking, we're rolling.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Carver and Lisi. Lisi driving this plane. We're going all over the place. I'm joined by Gentleman George Kurtz right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Carver will be in hopefully in the 9 o'clock hour. If not, we have more than enough action to get to. They're at the half in Boston, 50-41. Celtics over the Knicks. Let me give you the in-game total right now. 193.5, juice to the under at -118. Celtics -11.5 on FanDuel at -138. Moneyline -950. If you think the Knicks could respond and potentially pull out game number two to go up to 2-0 on the Celtics, they're +540 on the money line. We still have about an hour and a half before Denver and OKC tips. We'll give you something in that game. Major League Baseball, Phillies all over Tampa Bay now. Still up batting in the top four. 6-0, Bryce Harper with a two-run double. He's sitting on second base, one out, 11.5 the in-game total. 7.5 the run line, and -20,000 is the money line bet. If you want to take a shot on the Rays, +2,500. Rangers up 3-2 on the Red Sox, -154 for Texas, 9.5 in game total. 4-0 Reds over the Braves, George, -720 on the Reds money line. Might not be bad potentially. I mean, if you're looking for an underdog, the Braves at home, +450, 8.5 the in-game total. And no score. I need runs here in Kansas City. Royals with a man on second. Money line right now, -245, 5.5 the in-game total. We talked about this too, George. 5.5 the total. The line opened and ended before first pitch at 8.5. They're not even through three. They dropped the line three runs. Like, what is the algo looking at? Why they dropped it three runs already? They're not even through three.
Toronto Maple Leafs have just scored, by the way. It is now 2-2. William Nylander once again scored. We have 2-2. Another high-scoring game here in the series between the Panthers and the Maple Leafs here. 2-2, 15:42 left in the second period between Florida and Toronto here, which is good for me as I am on the over times two.
All right, so, good.
We'll go with that there. I don't have an answer for you about the game, why it's dropping so hard here. And there's a couple of reasons why I find it strange. We're not talking lockdown bullpens here. I understand the White Sox can't hit, right? And Benintendi went on the IL today. Not that anybody cares. He's blah. But, Kansas City can. You know, they can certainly beat up on the Sox bullpen here. So it's surprising. It's not surprising that it went down, but they go from 8.5 to 5.5. It's going down a run and inning here. And that's a little surprises you. I don't know why the algorithm is telling them to do that here. I have no answers for you. They must think that no runs are coming here, even though we're not talking top flight pitchers here. Right, Mike Walker is
the Jags.
He's not special. And the White Sox don't have anybody special. So, I'm surprised. It's a good opportunity to get in on it.
That's what's frustrating. When you take alt overs like I do, right, what's frustrating is when you see them drop it so much, like what do you mean? You mentioned the bullpen. Last night, Chicago had a two-run lead, and Kansas City stole it in the bottom of the ninth, and they win it 4-3. So, and then you still get to seven. They just hung a 5.5, Georgia, +104 to the over, which with six innings left, you're telling me we can't get six runs?
I'm going to have to hit that.
I mean, that's crazy. I don't know. The algorithm looks at what? It looks at time elapsed. It looks at the pitching matchup, and it looks at the lineup, and it computes it based off of, you know, the game flow, right? Okay, great. You're telling me in the next three innings we can't get six runs? I mean, what is the algorithm seeing that we don't? That's deep. Get out. Come on. Put a warning track, this Caballero, this guy, these Rays. That was Castellanos again. He went there. Eight hits through – through three and a half
innings right now. Four innings, you greedy bastard. Come on.
I am, you're
looking pretty good. You're looking pretty good.
Not enough, George. Not enough. You know these games. I don't have to tell you how these
Indeed
games
I do.
Play
yeah.
out.
Indeed I do. So, it's never enough until you win, right? That's the only time it's enough. Once you got a W and the money in your pocket.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been a while. I've been knocked around. It started with the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, continued on to Sunday's action. I hit 2 out of 3 in every parlay I played. I should have played a round robin. Instead, I played parlays and I lost. All right, Baltimore's cooking here. Bottom three, up 1-0. Twins threatening. First and second, nobody out. Gas can central. Throw him a meatball. Throw him a meatball, Johnny. Who's up? Is this guy Buxton up? Could he go yard, George?
Could Buxton go yard? Yes, Buxton went healthy. He's one of the better players in the game. You're certainly the best player on Minnesota.
In play, George. In play. Big fly, Georgie boy. Big fly. Oh, it's gone. Is it gone? Is it gone? 3-1. Come on. 3-1. He went yard, George. Attaboy. I told you, Gas Can Central. Here we go. Everybody eats.
Is it gone? To the second deck. It is way gone.
I'm watching on ColecoVision. That's why, baby. Yes. All right. Game flow. Smash job. All right. 3-1 right now. Minnesota over Baltimore. We'll give you the in-game total. Right now, bottom five, all of a sudden, Boston, first and third. First and third, two outs. So that's good. We got to see how that transpires. Yankees, down 1. Right now, let me give you the in-game number there because I don't know if San Diego got out of it, but second and third, two outs, George. Would you take a shot on the Yankees? Plus 136 on the money line.
No, because once again, it is second, third, two outs here. They could get more runs here. The Yankees do not look hitterish tonight. And I know beat the snot out of the Padres bullpen last night. The Padres before last night had the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. So and most of the Yankees' runs came against their lesser relievers, Morjan and Peralta, last night.
So why are they hanging a 5.5 then in that game? Because that total at 5.5 is leading you to believe that the Yankees get out of this. It's still 1-0. You said they're not hitting, right? So we're looking at an under 5.5 right now. They exploded for 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th last night, right? What was it? Bottom of the 8th? 10. There you go.
I'm sure the Yankees
never when I need them, George. We'll come back. We'll break down the hockey.
Very true.
Right here on Carver and Lisi. We'll dive into some in-game. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me get you involved in the hockey, George, because I know that Carver was probably on a side tonight. He was probably on Toronto. He likes them for the series, I think. Right now, Toronto still catching plus money. They're plus 112 at home. 2-2. You mentioned about 12 minutes left in the second period. 7.5 is the in-game total. Plus 122 to the over. Can Bobrovsky shut it down? Or is it going to be a complete sieve like he was in game one to potentially pull this out? 9:40 game. We've got Stars and Jets. George and I will talk about that. And then the NBA game, OKC and Nuggets at the top of the hour. But what about this game here in Toronto?
Yeah, I mentioned pregame, I'm on the over. It was only, I don't know how you have a 5.5 with Toronto Maple Leafs, who generally play more wide open hockey, especially when Stolarz wasn't going to play a net. The better goaltender between him and Wall. Not that Wall was bad. He's not bad. He's a good, solid goaltender here. And he actually was the Toronto starting goaltender for a good part of the year, but Stolarz has played better. Mm-hmm. All right. And Wall also, by the way, hasn't started a game in weeks now. You know, he got left 3 goals in relief. Of Stolarz the other night in game one, although I'm the first person to tell you, of those 3 goals, I don't know if any goalie stops 2 of them. All right, one was a little tipping in front, another was a deflection. I don't know if any goalie stopped those. The other one he probably should have had here. So certainly worried about him. Now, you're right about Bobrovsky. We probably are still not seeing the best of him yet. You know, he's looking a little shaky in this series. We'll see if he figures it out at any moment, by the way, here. And I also think the Florida Panthers may be about to go on a 5-minute power play.
Guys,
that's going to change things.
We got a major.
He was boarded head first into the boards here. It can also be, depending on if the refs really want to, the Tampa Bay guy started a fight too. They can give an instigator. They're probably not going to do that, mind you, but he definitely dropped the gloves first and attacked somebody. So they could go after that, too. We'll wait to see what the calls are here, but I would be shocked if it's not a five-minute major at the very least here. That was a head first into the board. You can't do that. Purely saw his numbers from behind here. Dangerous play. Dangerous play. I can't be doing that. So that's going to change our numbers drastically as soon as they post this of what the penalty is going to be.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll keep everybody updated on that. You know, not to go off the beaten path. I mean, I can't take the total in Florida and Toronto. I was on the under when they blew through in game. I was on the under. I think it was, 8.5, and they got 9 goals. So I can't go back to the well there. I still think Florida does pull this game out with or without the major. I still like them tonight on the road in Toronto. This Grant Wells, let me just tell you, he reminds me of Kenny Powers, number one. He gets under my skin, number two. And I don't understand these Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves. Both of these teams suck. They're hot and cold. Pick the day that they break out. There's no consistency with these teams at all, George. And you and I were on this team, Cincinnati, to potentially make the playoffs at the start of the year. 18-19 right now, 500 club away from home. Could we get runs? I want runs. I want 12 runs in this game. Could we get? I hate, and I know hate is a very vicious word. I don't literally hate Grant Holmes, but I hate him. He reminds me of Kenny Powers. If I could put him through a wall and get away with it, I'd do it.
Okay, Joe Lisa needs to go see a little anger management here. Listen, you got 4 runs here. All right. I know you want more, but it's only the fifth inning. You're not going to get them all in one inning here. So we're on pace, right? You're on pace for the over. I don't have the over. I have the under. So I'm actually rooting against you here. Still, this is not like I feel great about the under here. 4 runs and four innings. So maybe both of us are going to have to sweat this one out, see how it goes here. Hunter Green was going tonight for the Reds. He's becoming must watch as well here. By the way, I don't think the refs awarded a power play to Florida. I don't know how, but I don't think they awarded a power play, which is amazing to me. I mean, the guy was boarded. How do you not have? Wow, that'll be talked about, especially if Florida loses this game. Now that doesn't happen here. So yeah, they're playing even strength. It's 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. Hard to tell by looking here, but not a power play. Like I said, if you see this, I don't know how this isn't a 5-minute major. You slam someone face first into the boards. That's usually a penalty in even in the playoffs in the NHL, but I guess not tonight, not with this refereeing crew. Maybe it's the makeup call for not calling Bennett the other night.
Well, let me just say this. I watched that Florida Tampa Bay series, and the refs were all in on Tampa Bay. Every penalty went against the Panthers. It seems like we're doing this now again in this series. We'll see what transpires. We'll keep everybody updated. We'll talk a little Knicks coming up in next segment right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A lot of unders in the baseball games. We'll see. Maybe second half is a charm. They're underway in the NBA. Give you an updated line right now. 59-48. Celtics over the Knicks, about 6 minutes left in the third period. Very low scoring game right now in Boston. In game total, 186.5. This has under and puke written all over it right now. -1400 on the Celtics, +680 on the Knicks. Don't like it in any capacity. I probably would lay right now the in-game number of 13.5 with the Boston Celtics. They look completely like the superior team. Started right from the get-go. Mozilla and the crew were hot. They were banging the boards. Cat, again, a non-factor. So right now I lean to the Celtics all the way, wire to wire in this game. We'll see if they can make it close in the fourth quarter. Updates on the baseball right now. You have 4-0 Reds over the Braves. They had a runner on. They go to the bottom of the fifth right now, 4-0. Right now, Kansas City with runners on first and third and 2 outs. George, can I get some runs in Kansas City? No score bottom four. I need this total. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I went in game on this. All right.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Now we get plus 114. They get over 5.5 here, so it was worth the in-game bet there. Listen, we're not talking about anything. I don't really have any big any baseball. I'm not big on any as far as big bets. Hockey is where most of my money went tonight. I just like felt better about Florida. Actually, I really felt better about goals against Joseph Wohl tonight, so that's where I went there. But I went in-game for Kansas City here. We're going to bet that we can beat up on the really, it's the White Sox bullpen. You know, generally bad teams, White Sox.
Yeah.
Rockies. I mean, you get this game, several other teams. Their bullpens are bad. And that's where you can make the money. If they get through a couple of innings here over the start at the decent, we're going to bank on betting the bullpen. What did you say earlier? All right. You said it. Kansas City beat up on the bullpen last night. Let's see them do it again tonight.
Well, let me ask you this then. What's the problem with this Boston team? Texas as well. Texas plays Seattle. Seattle boat races them for like three games. And then all of a sudden, Texas, right? They played the Angels, I think. Is that who they played before this series? Before they went out, who did Texas play? Seattle?
Texas played Seattle over the weekend.
Right. Okay. And then Boston can't score all of a sudden. The whole first half of the year, Boston was playing overs. Now they go back home and they have a good hitting team in Texas there. And all of a sudden, this guy got thrown out at second base.
No, he's safe. He's safe. Relax.
What game are you watching?
Boston.
I'm watching the other game, Philly. All right. Okay. This is terrible. So what's wrong with Boston then? Tell me. Talk to me. What's wrong with the Red Sox? Why they can't score all of a sudden?
Baseball's a long season. You're going to see teams go into, even though I'm hitting slumps here, they're going to hit. All right, you got Duran, you got Devers, you got Bregman. Christian Campbell's back in the lineup now. Abreu's been hitting the ball here. They'll be just fine offensively here. You're maybe about to get a run here. Nope, they stopped them at third base. Boston has runs on first and third. Nobody out here, Joseph, so we're going to get some – we're likely going to get some runs. I'm not going to say you're definitely going to. But I don't really panic about one game. Now, if this happens three, four games in a row, then I'll panic. But one game, you know, even a couple games, it's not, teams do go into slumps. It's a long baseball season. We can't panic about when a team or doesn't hit or they don't pitch. You know, you just know that to avoid those bets then at that time. Maybe don't bet their overs now until they start to hit again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, the weather's right. They're coming into hitting parks. I mean, this Tampa Bay stadium is basically a launching pad. I mean, you should get 10 runs a night there. Look at this, 6-0 Phillies. The Reds, 4-1. Somebody went yard for Atlanta. That's good. Who went yard, George?
Drake Baldwin. And if you had a home run prop for Drake Baldwin, you're a better man than I am, who I never even heard of Drake Baldwin.
All right, well,
No idea who Drake Baldwin is.
All right, well, he went yard. That maybe could open up the floodgates there. I need that total to open up. Is this a hit? No. Here we go. Three straight plays to the left side of the infield for Tampa Bay. I mean, really, they were hitting the Yankees around on Sunday afternoon. I know it was the B lineup.
It was Carrasco who got released, and Warren, who's terrible. The Yankees don't have a fourth and fifth starter. I don't think
it was Montgomery that started on Sunday.
Montgomery? For who? The Yankees don't have a Montgomery.
Who was it? It wasn't Carrasco on Sunday. I'll tell you who it was. Hang on.
It was Warren.
Was it Warren?
Warren went over the weekend. Warren's not good.
In
Warren's defense, though, if I remember correctly, the Yankees' defense that day was not good. All right, they were giving Tampa Bay plenty of extra outs.
They had 16 hits, George. You're telling me they can't get 10 against the Phillies? I mean, these are professional hitters. This is the problem I have watching baseball. You got guys on first and third, nobody out, you're down a run. Can you get the run in? Nobody wants you to go yard. I want you to tie it up at three and then let the guy behind you worry about getting the lead. These guys play the game all wrong. And I know we discussed this.
I agree with you.
You're down a run. Your job when you have first and third with nobody out is to get the guy in from third base. It's not to hit a home run. It's not to take the lead. It's just to get, at the worst, hit the ball to the right side and let the guy score. But they don't do that. That's why I hate baseball. 18-point lead for the Celtics. 18-point lead. I just like betting overs in baseball. That's the only thing that keeps me occupied.
I like betting overs more than unders, although tonight is more of an under night for me. For whatever reason, I just didn't like a lot of the great matchups here. And I guess, be honest, tonight's looking like it's going to be a 50-50 night, at least as far as the early slates go. Maybe there'll be a couple of late games I can do better on. Hockey definitely got most of my attention today, or at least I liked hockey better as far as the games are concerned here. But you're still looking. You got 6 runs or 7 runs in Tampa Bay, so you're looking good there. I'm not. I'd rather be in your shoes than mine, and we're on opposite ends there. So you're looking good. So Toronto, Texas, Boston. What inning are we in? The 6th. All right. So you're a little bit behind there. You get a couple of runs here.
Is that off the wall? What happened here? 1st and 3rd. The guy went deep. What happened? Is it a line drive? Is it gone?
Off the field wall. Off the center field wall. You're going to score 2 runs off. Now you're ahead of the game again. Oh, is he out at home? He was out at home. You cannot get thrown out. You know, you and I were just talking about bad fundamental baseball. I mean, 2nd, 3rd, nobody out is pretty good. Say you run on 2nd, 1 out because you got thrown out at home. There's no reason to get thrown out there. No reason.
Oh, what's the score? 3-3?
3-3 right now. It was very close. Naked eye, I thought he was out, but you know, until you see a replay, I won't know for sure. But there's no reason to go there, Joe. There's just no reason. I don't know if the third base coach sent them in. The guy went through a stop sign here. We'll find out here. But there's just no reason for this to happen. You know, unless you make it easy.
You can't have that, George. They're saying he's out. That's a bad, you know, you can't have
that. A replay now? I can't tell from that angle if he was safe or out. You need the other angle.
Is that a hit for? All right, there we go. Phillies with a hit. Let's go. Let's start this train up again. 5 runs here in the top of the 6th.
They're not challenging, by the way, so he is out.
And what's going on, George, with this Minnesota game? We slowed down again. Top 5. Another team that can't hit.
Nothing's going on.
Not good tonight. Not good.
Nobody on base. Nobody out. Let's just stop the inning. Listen, I don't know what the end game. What was the end game? 8.5? Oh, I'm sorry. What was the pregame? 8.5?
Something like that. All right. We'll come back. 2-2 in Toronto. Maple Leafs over the Panthers right now. We'll come back, talk more hockey. Some NBA coming up right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we went into break with 2-2 Florida and Toronto, and you told me Toronto just scored. Is that true, George? 3-2 right now?
Indeed it is here. A very, very sweet, little sweet goal there. Came in on a 2-on-1. Great pass to Max Domi, and he did not miss. Can't blame Bobrovsky for that one. He didn't have much of a chance there. But 2-1, Toronto Maple Leafs over the Florida Panthers. About 1.5 minutes left in the 2nd period here. If Toronto could win this game, up 2-0, I mean, it'd be very hard. As much as I like the Florida Panthers, it'd be very hard for me to see Florida winning 4 of 5.
Well, it's 3-2, right? They'd be up 2 games to none if they win this game. I might take a shot if they lose this game, Florida, for them for the series. I think it'll be a lot of pressure on Toronto to come through. We'll see that total. Remember, I told you, 7.5, juice to the over at plus 122. Looks live now. You would need 3 goals, basically, in the 3rd period to potentially get it. 4-3 right now. Red Sox take the lead over Texas. 4-1 right now, Cincinnati over Atlanta.
God, someone else got hurt. There was a collision at first base in this game. The Red Sox game. I mean, he's down on the ground still. I mean, he's been down on the ground for about 1 minute now. I thought it was a replay of the Tristan Casas injury from last week when he ruptured his patella, right? On the play at first base, and he's gone for the season.
3-2 Minnesota. 3-2 Minnesota. I'll throw that in there.
Couple of 2-out hits. I think it was Jackson Holliday drove in the run there. But whoever is, they're showing it now. What happened here? Ground ball, 3rd base, throws. Oh, looks like I don't know what happened there. Looks like the runner either tripped over the base or tripped over the first baseman, and he went flying, Joe. I mean, he went flying about 15 feet. And the
2-0 Kansas City broke through, George. 2-0. It looks like somebody went yard. Was it Witt? Was it Bobby Witt that went? Who went yard for the Kansas City Royals?
Oh, that's on the first baseman. The first baseman had his foot in the middle of the bag. That's his fault. He wasn't in the right spot there.
Did Luke Molly go yard? Who went yard here? 2-0. All right.
Luke Tomali.
All right, we need.
I don't care. I'm on runs and I'm on Kansas City. I don't care who. I'm a happy guy.
Open up the faucet in all these games. Can we stop right now? 4-1 right now, Cincinnati. This Hurtsby? Heard about, what's his name? I can't even spell it. I need runs here. That's all I know. Knicks getting blasted. 73-61, 38 seconds left right now in the third period. Dead under. I mean, are they even going to get to that 186? You would need, how much 186? 54 points to get through that total. The way Knicks have 61 points through three quarters. That is pathetic. Unbelievable.
That's not good.
We will see what transpires. Underway in Colorado. Detroit goes 3-3. Colorado bat. That total was 9.5-10, depending upon the book that you're using. So we'll see. Philadelphia only got one. So they lead now 7-0 right now over Tampa Bay. Could Tampa Bay score? What do you want to do? You want to jump in on the Florida Panthers headed into the third? You want to take a shot?
If I wasn't on them pregame, yes. If I wasn't on them pregame, I would have no problem doing this. I'm still having a hard time seeing the Panthers lose both games here. All right, but you watch this. Toronto does seem to be outplaying them. They certainly have more shots on net. Bobrovsky's given up 3 goals on 14 shots. He's only made 11 saves here. Wohl's got 17 shots. So it's not like Florida's peppering Wohl here. So, right. Yes, if I was, I would take the plus money if I wasn't already pregame on Florida.
All right. Keep me updated. What happened in Boston? It was 4-3. Did they review something and take a runoff?
He's out. He was out at first base. That's what happened there. So the inning's over. Everybody ended up being okay, by the way. Both players for now stayed in. So,
right.
I'm not happy. Feeling the love there at all, by the way.
I'm really happy that it worked out for him. That's awesome.
Both players are good.
That's great. Both players are great. They collect their paychecks at the end of the week. Nice job by them. All right.
Can I interest you in over 7.5 plus 132?
In what
game? I'm going in on this. In the Florida-Toronto game.
I want to take the Panthers. I'll take the Panthers. You know,
plus 200. I don't mind that either. Getting 2-1. That's a great price, Joe. Don't mind that either.
I'm gonna take.
You know
the
what,
Panthers.
Joe? I'm gonna double. It'll be a small bet, but I'm gonna double down with you. I'm gonna go with Florida. I'll take the 2-1. I'm gonna take the a little higher on the over 7.5. For a couple of reasons. If whoever scores next, that's good for us, right? Before 4-2, they'll still pull the goalie. You know, and if Florida can score in 3-3. You know, I think we can get 3 goals. I don't love it, but I think we can get 3 goals here.
You don't
in the third
love it,
period.
But you
so
like
I'm going to do this.
That's all that matters.
I like it.
If you don't love it, I got a profit boost too. So I got plus 250 on the Panthers right now. I just dove in. Panthers plus 250.
They scored 3 bad. Goals in the third period in game one. I don't think they're done. I don't think they're done at all. Like I said, I'm going to go in. I don't have a profit boost. There's nothing I can see. But I'm going to go in with you. I'll take the 2-1 on Florida to still pull this game out.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'm trying to look at updated scores here. 3-2, Twins over the Orioles. We got 2 outs, runners on first and third. I need something. 3-run blast would be fantastic. I'm not going to talk my position, but that would be amazing right now. 4-1 Reds over the Braves. That game really slowed down. Could the Braves tie this up, George? That would be great if the Braves could actually do something offensively.
They got Green out, right? Green's out of there. It's only the bottom of the sixth. It's 4 innings for the Cincinnati bullpen. Do I think they can? Am I going to bet it? No. But do I think they can? Yeah, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
No, huh? All right. Which game can we jump on total-wise that you say breaks out? This Twin game or the Kansas City game? or both?
Well, because I'm on right the over now, I'm struggling. We're in the bottom of the fifth. You got two runs. So you need four runs in Kansas City, Chicago. Or
all right,
five runs, Baltimore, Minnesota. I'd go Kansas City, Chicago.
Come back. We'll talk more baseball. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking to Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA right here with Gentleman George Kurtz. I need a miracle here, a blooper blast, and a Granny Smith if they want to have it. 4-1 right now, Reds over the Atlanta Braves. You got the Braves with one out, runner on second. Anything would help me right now. I did take the Florida Panthers, George. If we're gonna, you're not going to be here. Let's just go over the game at 9:30 tonight in the NHL. You got the Stars and you got the Jets. Right now, what is it? Dallas minus 105 on the money line, Jets minus 115. Total's low, right? Can we get 5.5 juice to the over at 122?
I've mentioned, Joe, I don't bet unders in the NHL playoffs anymore. All right, I'm done with that. There's too many empty net goals going on here. These rogue coaches, they pull the goalie with 3-4 minutes left, and it's burning me over and over again. So I stopped betting I stopped betting unders probably about halfway through the first round. I said I was done. Now I'm going to follow that. So either I'm taking the over, or I'm just not doing it. Now, the first thing we need to talk about here is who's playing. All right, looking here, have they made any? We may have to wait until game time for this. Mark Scheifele, still no update here. Morrissey, I don't think, is going to play. They talk about Dallas here with Jason Robertson. Is he good? Any update on him? There's no update on him either. So they're all playing games here. We'll see what happens. And then I guess the pregame skate, if they're going to go or not here. I do not expect Heiskanen to play. I think Scheifele and Robertson are going to play. So you make an argument that those are the top two offensive players for each team here. So another reason why I like the over. So I'm going to go the over 5.5, and I'll take with Dallas Stars. I know Winnipeg has won every game at home, all right, against the St. Louis Blues, but Dallas is better than St. Louis. And all those games against the Blues were close, every one. They had the miracle comeback on Sunday. Great game. Two goals in the final minute. I don't think they're going to pull that off against Dallas. I like the Dallas Stars to win tonight. I like the over, and I like the Dallas Stars in the series as well.
There you go. All right. There you go. We'll see what transpires. I might wait after, halfway in the first if there's no scoring and I get a 4.5 or a 3, a crazy number. I'll jump in on the total over that. I mean, the way these algorithms have been really just going and knocking down these totals in baseball, maybe you get a good number in the hockey, George. Anything under 5, I might jump in. You know, 4.5, 3.5, 4. I'll jump in that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is Hellebuyck has not been good early in these games. Granted, it's been mainly on the road. He gave a couple early goals on Sunday in the first period at home here. So that'd be my only thing to worry about there. Is that Hellebuyck, like I said, I don't know what you're going to get back from Hellebuyck. Is his confidence back now that he won game 7? Didn't play great, but he won game 7. Is it back, or is he still a little helter-skelter there in net? I definitely feel more confident with Jake Ettinger right now for Dallas than I do for Hellebuyck for Winnipeg here. But like I said, I'd really like to know if these guys, who's playing and who's not going to play here, which as soon as I am off, I'm going to try and delve a little deeper into to see if I can figure it out. But I mentioned I'm already on Dallas. I'm already on the over in this game. I'm 5.5. I'm taking the over. Either I'm taking the over or I'm not betting it. That simple. And I think Dallas is they're the best team left in the West. You know, I think whoever won that Dallas-Colorado series, I thought was going to the Cup. So I'm on the Stars to go to the Cup. Then again, I have against Florida, and that's looking a little shaky.
Well, yeah, but I...
So, Mike? Anybody? All right. I think we're still on air here. I am not sure. So, as I said, I am on the Dallas Stars to win the series. All right. I think they're the better overall team here. Winnipeg, I think, may have gotten over their little hump here by beating St. Louis, right? Got a little nervousness here. But Hellebuyck is still a problem. All right, he's still a problem. We'll see if he feels better now that he's won a playoff series there. I don't know if he does. Shifley, they need – Winnipeg cannot beat Dallas without Shifley if he's out long-term. I'm not sure they can beat without Morrissey. That's a big loss for Winnipeg there. We'll see what he's going to do when he's going to come back. I don't think even defenseman's coming back, but I do expect both offensemen to come back tonight.
Concern, you know, the other series for me, George, is is interesting, right? You know, because you got Las Vegas, you got Edmonton. I think both of those teams could beat the Stars. Stars are better, I believe, defensively. Both of those teams, I believe, are better offensively. But again, Stars, I can't. The Stars, you can make the argument that the Stars are like Toronto in the East. They have what it takes, they just can't get.
Oh, I wish I could fight with you more about this. But my time seems to be done here. Stars are much better offensively than Vegas, by the way. That's not even close. Defensively, it might be. Joe, it's been fun.
We'll talk. Carver coming up next. Keep it where it is.